This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. The insanity of Democrats now is just off the charts. And I say this as someone who probably you could have called me a Democrat before. And I know a lot of my readers and followers and fans, National News and other places that we publish, other channels, I know a lot of the followers used to be Democrats and have walked away from the Democrat Party. In fact, that's the movement. It's called #walkaway. And of course, completely in alignment with the mass hysteria of the deranged left, it is now claimed by CNN and this fake news website, which uses total non-science to try to claim that everything's driven by Russian bots. According to CNN, the walkaway movement is a creation of Russian bots. And it turns out that Russians are just, it's like the boogeyman of the left. Now, Russians are blamed for everything that doesn't go their way. And I saw a transcript of Rush Limbaugh, what he said, on his show the other day. And Rush said something very insightful and very accurate. And I don't agree with everything Rush says. You know, he doesn't know, he has no clue when it comes to big pharma, right? Totally clueless. Has no idea that medications poison people. But on this point, he was absolutely correct. And he said that if the Democrats lose the coming midterms, in other words, if the blue wave doesn't appear as they are suggesting it should, they're going to blame the Russians. But if they win the elections this November, they're going to say, aha, finally, we stopped Russian meddling. You see, this is like Orwellian mind effing of the people. You talk about mass brainwashing and essentially hypnosis. It's like the Democrats tell themselves, if we win, the elections were fair. If they win, the Russians meddled in it. And why do they think this? Because in their minds, the only proper outcome of an election is that Democrats win. Anytime Democrats don't win, they think it's fraud. This is literally their logic, which is, of course, absurd and offensive to any rational person. And the idea that the people are voting for conservatives or the people voted for Trump, this idea, I mean, leftists tell themselves that can't possibly be. No one could have possibly voted for Trump, even though half the country did, you know. I mean, even though Trump won fair and square, the Electoral College, which was set up specifically to give more weight to the smaller populated states versus the large masses of cities of clueless leftists, you know. I mean, the Electoral College was set up to, in essence, punish the people who live in cities because they are clueless about what's happening in the reality of the country. You know, by and large, I know there are exceptions, but by and large, that's the case. So Trump won the election fair and square, but leftists go out there and they say he couldn't have possibly won. It must have been Russians meddling in the election. And let's even take a look at that claim. They don't really mean that. They don't mean Russians meddled in the election. How could they? Did the Russians hack the voting machines? I mean, we've been told by the media that that's impossible. In fact, we were told by Barack Obama that that's impossible in a video that he filmed. It was widely published back in 2016. He said it's impossible for anyone to interfere with our elections because they're so decentralized. This was his quote. And he said this when he thought Hillary was going to win. And they wanted to make sure that her victory wouldn't be tainted by anything related to accusations of Russian interference. So Obama was on the record saying it's impossible to meddle in the elections or to alter the elections. It's like, how convenient is it that Democrats utterly forget certain things that Obama said when it doesn't fit their narrative? Because when Trump won, the narrative became instantly, oh my God, the Russians stole the election. That's nonsense. No Democrat can even describe a mechanism by which the Russians stole the vote. And when they say the Russians meddled in the elections, that's not even what they mean anyway. They mean the Russians, if they ran those ads on Facebook, I don't know, a few $100,000 worth of ads, that was trying to influence the campaign, not the election. The campaigning can be influenced by foreign actors purchasing ads, but the amount spent on that was nothing compared to Hillary Clinton's over $1 billion of campaign funds. That was all campaigning. But of course, left-wing Democrats, being utterly clueless and completely deranged and dishonest, they try to conflate the term campaign and election. They try to say the Russians altered the election. No, they didn't. And if you think they did, how? Explain it. There's not a Democrat that can explain it. Well, they ran ads on Facebook. No, that's influencing, that's campaigning. That's not changing the outcome of an election, is it? Well, they hacked the DNC. Oh, you mean so the United States, the people got to read the truth about John Podesta and the emails that were sent back and forth inside the DNC. How is that interfering with votes? That's actually just transparency, which Hillary and Obama claimed they stood for. They claimed to be standing for transparency. And by the way, there's no evidence the Russians hacked the DNC. All the evidence is that it was loaded off onto a thumb drive, probably by Seth Rich, which is almost certainly why he was murdered. And unfortunately, his murder has not yet been solved. But the Democrats have gone utterly insane. So get ready, because here comes the narrative. No matter what happens in the 2018 midterm elections, the Democrats are ready to either scream, "Oh my God, the Russians are still stealing the election." That's if conservatives win. Or if Democrats win, they're going to scream, "We told you so, we finally stopped the Russians." Which I guess if that happens, they'll have to give Trump credit for stopping the Russians, but they won't want to do that. So they'll have to come up with some kind of weird tale, fairy tale, that claims somehow Obama has been working behind the scenes to stop the Russians. And that Trump didn't stop them because he wanted the Russians to keep stealing the election. But Obama is our savior, and he jumped in and he stopped the Russians, and that's why there was a blue wave. And Democrats actually tell themselves this kind of thing. They are insane. Their entire worldview is now filtered through the Russians. Anything that doesn't go their way, it was the Russians. A Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh is about to be confirmed, probably. Oh, he's going to get confirmed by what? Oh, the Russians. The Russians are stacking the Supreme Court. You know what? Democrats are the party that has been pro-communism and pro-Soviet Union for decades. So let's just drop the stupid facade. You people are liars and fakers. It's the Democrats that have been in bed with the Russians for decades. It's the Democrats that love communism. It's the Democrats that love socialism. It's the Democrats that loved Castro. I mean, they still love Castro. The Democrats that love Gorbachev and others, you know, involved in the fall of the Soviet Union. They said that, oh, these people are amazing reformers and capitalists. Democrats hate America. And isn't it interesting that they refuse to report the truth about the real election threat, the real intelligence threat to America, which is none other than communist China. China stealing our state secrets. China taking over Hollywood, running propaganda, taking over universities, literally infiltrating our universities with propagandists, and then using that to steal state secrets and send them back to China, all while conducting a malicious currency war and engaging in other types of warfare that harm America. But you won't hear a word of that from the left-wing media because they're too busy being infatuated with, "It's the Russians, it's the Russians, it's the Russians." We should have like stuffed animal Russians and just give them to all your Democrat friends. Here's a little, here's some Russians for you. Help you sleep better at night. Little stuffed animal, or maybe like a little Chucky doll. It's a Russian, it's like got Putin's face on it. If there isn't, damn it. In any case, it's crazy, crazy times. Read naturalnews.com. Check out the videos at real.video and post your own. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thanks for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.